Welcome to In the Starlight, Research and Resources for English Learner Achievement, a podcast from the Starlight Consortium, located on the web at www.elresearch.org. In the Starlight, Issue 5, The Development of Literacy in Second Language Learners, written by Diane August, PhD, Center for Applied Linguistics, prepared by Yi Wang, EDD, Santa Clara County Office of Education. The Development of Literacy in Second Language Learners. Key findings from the National Literacy Panel on Language Minority Children and Youth and Instructional Implications. Key points. This edition of Starlight is based on a report of the National Literacy Panel on Language Minority Children and Youth, entitled Developing Literacy in Second Language Learners. The report is the culmination of a process that began in the spring of 2002 when the U.S. Department of Education, Institute of Education Sciences staff selected a panel of 13 experts in second language development, cognitive development, curriculum and instruction, assessment, and methodology to review the quantitative and qualitative research on the development of literacy in language minority students. These experts formed the National Literacy Panel on Language Minority Children and Youth. Development of Literacy. An important finding is that by and large, for language minority children, word-level components of literacy, including decoding and spelling, either are or can be, with appropriate instruction, at levels equal to those of their monolingual peers. However, this is not the case for text-level skills, like reading comprehension, which rarely approach the levels achieved by their monolingual peers. Findings also suggest that oral language skills are an important dimension of literacy development. Although phonological processing appears to play more of a role than second language oral proficiency on word-level reading skills, having well-developed second language oral proficiency is associated with well-developed text-level skills such as reading comprehension. The role of first language literacy in second language literacy development. There is ample research evidence that certain components of second language literacy development, including word and pseudo-word reading, cognate vocabulary, reading comprehension, reading strategies, spelling, and writing, are related in important ways to performance on similar components in the first language, and that well-developed literacy skills in the first language can facilitate second language literacy development to some extent. Also, studies comparing English-only instruction to primary language instruction show that English learners taught in their home language and in English perform better, on average, than English learners instructed only in their second language when measuring English reading. Classroom and school factors. Unfortunately, there are very few experimental studies that examine the development of literacy in language minority students. Thus, research has failed to provide a very complete answer to what constitutes high-quality literacy instruction for these students. However, what is evident from the existing research is that, as it is true for language majority students, focusing on instruction on key components such as phonemic awareness, decoding, oral reading fluency, reading comprehension, vocabulary, and writing yields clear benefits. Some of the instructional research shows that enhanced teaching of these various elements provided an advantage to second language learners. The more complex programs that were studied typically try to teach several of these elements simultaneously and were also usually successful. Another important finding is that successful instructional approaches
do not improve the literacy skills of second language learners as much as they do those of first language learners. Thus, to learn literacy with maximum success, students need to have command of the kinds of literacy skills and strategies emphasized in these studies, as well as sufficient knowledge of oral English. It is not enough to teach reading skills alone, but instruction must teach these component skills while fostering extensive oral English language development. That the oral English language development provided in most programs is insufficient can be seen in studies that have revealed the success of many second language learners in developing word recognition, spelling, and decoding skills, while continuing to lag behind their first language peers in reading comprehension and vocabulary. The more promising of the complex literacy instruction routines that have been studied, such as instructional conversations, provide instructional support of oral language development in English, along with high-quality instruction in literacy skills and strategies. Curriculum coverage, depending on the similarity between English and the native language, and the student's level of attainment in their native language. For example, some letter sound correspondences do not need to be retaught if already mastered in a native language that shares these correspondences with English. And of fine-tuning instructional routines to take into consideration students' level of English proficiency. For example, the adjustments might include A. Identifying and clarifying difficult words and passages within texts to facilitate the development of comprehension. B. Consolidating text knowledge through summarization. And C. Giving students extra practice in reading words, sentences, and stories. Some studies also revealed the value of instructional routines that include giving attention to vocabulary, checking comprehension, presenting ideas clearly both verbally and in writing, paraphrasing students' remarks and encouraging them to expand on those remarks, providing redundancy, and using physical gestures and visual cues to clarify meaning. Findings from studies of classrooms and schools designated as effective identify attributes related to positive student outcomes. While there is a need for experimental investigation into the ultimate effectiveness of these approaches, they indicate that, to a great extent, the attributes overlap with those of effective schools for native English speakers, such as implicit and explicit challenging of students, active involvement of all students, providing activities that students can complete successfully, and scaffolding instruction for students through such techniques as building and clarifying student input and using visual organizers, teacher mediation and feedback to students, and classroom use of collaborative and cooperative learning. In many cases, however, there are techniques related to second language acquisition, such as sheltered English and respect for cultural diversity. For example, the SIOP model was explicitly developed for second language learners and offers a framework for teachers to present curricular concepts to English language learners through strategies and techniques that make new information comprehensible to students. While doing so, teachers develop students' language skills across the domains of reading, writing, listening, and speaking. Despite the importance of teaching, there were very few studies, 5, that focused on professional development. The The results demonstrate that creating change in teachers is a time-consuming process that requires considerable investment on the part of the change agents as well as the teachers. The professional development efforts studied took place over extended periods, 1 to 3 years. All involved many meetings and workshops or intensive summer programs, and in some cases, follow-up in classrooms. In addition, outside collaborators with expertise, such as university researchers, assisted. The studies indicate that, consistent with previous findings, teachers found professional development to be the most helpful when it provided opportunities for hands-on practice, with teaching techniques readily applicable to their classroom. In-class demonstrations with their own or a colleague's students, or more personalized coaching. Other means to improve the quality of teaching included collaboration between special education teachers and resource specialists. Finally, several studies show the progress schools can achieve by having staff work together to address specific school issues. These studies highlight the importance of mobilizing staff to focus on the needs of language minority students, even when the students are few in number, and provide evidence that a concerted school effort involving outside agents, such as researchers and specialists, and school personnel, including principals, specialists, and classroom teachers, can make a difference in student outcomes. One study highlights the importance of supporting teacher change and the need for support systems that are intensive, elaborate, and enduring to accomplish this goal. Two critical tools in supporting teacher change were a classroom implementation checklist and grade-appropriate benchmarks used to assess student progress. Individual factors. It is critical to keep in mind that language minority students are a highly heterogeneous group and that instruction must be designed to take such differences into account. Students' development of literacy is influenced by a range of individual factors, including age of arrival in a new country, educational history, socioeconomic status, cognitive capacity, interests, and concerns. This point is highlighted by the differential effects of instruction on students with differing levels of English proficiency. Students are less able to take advantage of interventions geared to promote incidental learning, learning in which there is no explicit teaching, such as silent sustained reading. In English, if the materials, such as text or videos, are beyond their English proficiency levels. Moreover, teaching students strategies of various types is not as effective for students who do not have the requisite levels of language proficiency. Implications. Focusing instruction on key components of literacy, such as phonemic awareness, decoding, oral reading fluency, reading comprehension, vocabulary, and writing, has clear benefits. Given that English language learners have more difficulty acquiring text-level skills, efforts to build their comprehension and writing should be targeted intensively throughout the years of schooling. The need to develop stronger English language proficiency in concert with literacy argues for an early, ongoing, and intensive effort to develop this proficiency. The oral proficiency skills associated with reading comprehension include vocabulary knowledge, listening comprehension, syntactic skills, and the ability to handle metalinguistic aspects of language, such as providing definitions of words. Given the relationship between first and second language literacy skills and the benefits of bilingual instruction in developing English literacy, bilingual approaches should be considered as one good avenue for developing English literacy skills. Teachers should consider individual differences when planning instruction for language minority students. These students are not a homogeneous group, but differ in many ways, including age of arrival in a new country, educational history, socioeconomic status, cognitive capacity, interests, and concerns. The importance of considering such factors is highlighted by the finding that levels of English proficiency in individual children influence the success of instructional approaches. Given the limited amount of research on best methods for instructing second language learners, the individual differences inherent in this group of learners and the multiplicity of contexts in which these students are educated, it is important that districts, schools, and teachers assess second language learners to determine what skills and knowledge are lacking and whether interventions designed to build these skills and knowledge are effective. Question 2. What modifications does your school or district make to literacy instruction that is effective with monolingual speakers to make it more appropriate for second language learners? What additional modifications might be used to make instruction more appropriate for these students? In responding, make sure you consider how you might build on first language literacy if students are literate in their first language. Ensure students comprehend the text they are listening to or reading, and develop students' oral English proficiency in the context of literacy instruction. Question 3. The experimental research literature does not do a good job of describing methods for differentiating instruction for second language learners who are educated in heterogeneous classrooms. Given your knowledge of the research literature on teaching the component skills of literacy and your experience with heterogeneous classrooms, how would you differentiate instruction for these students? Question 4. Changes made at the school or district level can make it easier for classroom teachers to do a better job of building literacy in second language learners. What school or district level changes might help teachers ensure second language learners develop solid literacy skills? Examples might include creating a center for newcomers, finding ways to encourage interaction between first and second language learners to help second language learners acquire oral language proficiency, establishing a school or district-wide committee to assess how various groups of English language learners are progressing, and making programmatic changes where necessary.
In the Starlight, research and resources for English learner achievement is a product of the Starlight Consortium. This network of committed educators from the Los Angeles, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, San Joaquin, Santa Clara, and Ventura County offices of education is dedicated to promoting the achievement of students who are English learners. Visit our website to download more podcasts and resources in English and Spanish at www.elresearch.org. Theme music provided by Magnatune.com. Track number 1 from the Magnatune Mix album, Down Tempo Chill by DJ Carey. Starlight issues are produced and designed by the San Bernardino County Superintendent of Schools. Starlight website produced by Robert Daly. RIM CTAP, the California Technology Assistance Project, Region 10. Copyright 2004 to 2010, Starlight Consortium, all rights reserved.